the grace to intercede, the grace to pray. Can you ask the Lord, let it open heavens as we seek your face tonight. Grant us, Lord, open heavens. Grant us, Lord, open heavens. Thank you, Holy Spirit divine. We give you glory. Blessed be your name. Can you talk to the Lord tonight? For a few minutes, just lift up your hearts towards heaven. Talk to the Lord. 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 Father, we give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. Lord, we have come to seek your face. Grant us open heavens tonight. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Welcome every one of us to this evening session. We had a wonderful start in the morning, and the Lord has given us the privilege to be here again. On behalf of my Father and the Lord, I welcome every one of you to this evening session in the name of Jesus. Let's turn our scriptures to 2 Kings chapter 5. ICT, I appreciate you can have it in NIV. God bless you. 2 Kings chapter 5. Can we stand up as we take the reading together, if you don't mind? 2 Kings chapter 5. Beginning from the first verse to verse 17. This chapter contains the story of Naaman, of course, some Bible target the healing of Naaman. Now, Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now, bands from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she saved Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. "By all means, go," the king of Aram replied. "I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, "With this letter, I am sending my servant Naaman to you so that you may cure him of his leprosy." And said, "Am I God? Can I kill? Does this fellow send someone to me to be cured of his leprosy? See how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent him this message. "Why have you torn your robes? Have the man come to me and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent the messenger to say to him, "Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed. But Naaman went away angry. Please let's take notes. And said, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, wave his hand over his spot, and cure me of my leprosy. And not Abana and Parpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than any of the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed? So he turned and went off in a rage. Naaman's servant went to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do some great sin, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed? So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him. The flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. Please accept now a gift from your servant. The prophet answered, as surely as the Lord lives, that was the king declaring before Naaman, as surely as the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will not accept a thing. And even though Naaman urged him, he refused. Verse 17. If you will not, said Naaman, please let me, your servant, be given as much earth as a pair of mules can carry. For your servant will never again make burnt offerings and sacrifices to any other God but the Lord. Shall we pray? Our Father, the moment has come for us to hear from you. We have read your word. Bless your word mighty in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Speak to our hearts this evening in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask, do that which only you can do as we hear your word. Your word is able to heal, send your word. To heal the sick, to deliver the oppressed, to set the captives free in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask, shower your blessings upon us, even as we have this evening session today. Blessed be your name, for we know you are able. For as many of our way coming, we ask, Lord, bring them, that they will join us, that the blessings you have for us today will not elude them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father, for we know you answer us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Can we be seated? Our Father, the Lord told us in the morning, our team is closing all old accounts and opening operation. Close all old accounts and open a new one for the year 2022. The year 2022 is just us, in a few days from now. In the morning, we looked at the sub-theme, the Jabez experience. This evening, we are looking at the account of another fellow in Scripture whose story is not unfamiliar to us. And so we are considering the Naamanic breakthrough, coined from the name Naaman, just as we talk about Abrahamic covenants. So we are looking at Naamanic breakthrough. The breakthrough that Naaman had, that is what we'll be discussing this evening, and thereafter we'll go into prayers. We read 2 Kings chapter 5, beginning from verse 1 to verse 17. We saw the drama that played out there. At the beginning, we had the introduction about this man, that he was a mighty man of valor, a man to be reckoned with in the military of Aram, otherwise known as the Syrians. And so, several things were mentioned about this man. But then all were told he was a leper. That was a mighty boss in his life. which also was his mighty limitation. But as the story unfolded, we saw how he got the breakthrough. And that is our focus tonight. We want to consider the account of a man called Naaman. This man was a top military officer who had risen through the rank of vice of the Aramean army. Naaman was a warlord. In our contemporary time, Naaman would have been properly addressed as an army general, if not a field marshal. The Bible recorded that Naaman was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. King James will use the word that through him he had brought great deliverance to his people. The one would wonder, this nation we are talking about is not the nation of Israel. How come we hear yet that through him the Lord had brought mighty deliverance, mighty victory to Aram? Note here that the victory he had was attributed to God. In the narrator's theological perspective, this victory is attributable to the sovereignty of the God of Israel, who is seen as the ruler and controller of the destinies of all nations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. King Joram was blind to God's saving presence through Elijah. He tore his cloth and wept sore, thinking that Ben-Hadad, who was actually the king of Aram or Syria then, was seeking for opportunity to declare war against Israel again. The Bible described Naaman as a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. The leprosy of Naaman was his great limitation. Don't forget, we said we are breaking ties with every form of limitation. This was the great limitation in the life of this fellow. Even though he was an army general, even though through his engagement in wars had brought great victory to his country, yet he was a leper. Naaman was a leper who was being packaged, quote unquote, and has not been pushed out to live with other lepers in lepers' colony. The young captive girl became an instrument of deliverance and breakthrough to Naaman. If we go back to our text, we saw how the man, we were told that these people were engaged in warfare with Israel, and a band of soldiers went to Israel to raid, and they brought this little girl as captive from our homeland, and she was given over to the wife of this great general to serve under. And this young girl was in the service of the wife of Naaman. But over time, she got to know that this great warlord, this man that is so respected by even the king of Aram, was a leper. And he got to the point, this girl was like, oh, how I wish the husband of my madam would go over to Samaria to meet with the prophet there. I am very sure, I am confident of this, that he would cure him of his leprosy. I don't know how the girl was able to meet with the madam to deliver it. I know if our people were to, if our own movies were to act it, you will see the girl shivering and shaking and with touching lips, trying to talk to the madam. Madam, I don't know, don't be offended though. If Oga can go to Samaria, there is a great prophet there. I'm sure you will be able to cure him. You know,
it could be taken as an offense for that little girl to come before the madam to even venture to say that the guy is a leper. Praise God. But anyhow, the message was delivered, and the message got to the yoga. And the yoga did not take it for granted also. He went straight to report to his Ogata, the king, that see what I had. And immediately it was taken over as state affair. And later went into that effect to take straight to the king of Israel so that this warlord would be cured of his leprosy. And that was when they almost missed it. Went straight to meet with the king with letters. In fact, theologians say that the gift he carried along were actually in millions of dollars as of 2004 by the rating of the who worked on it to make the estimates. Now, this young girl had given out that information which they had to work on. The king, who could not help, when he saw the letter, grabbed his own cloth, tore it up, and wept sore, say, hey, this king is seeking for opportunity to quarrel with me again. He wants to come in this presence so that he will declare war against Israel again. But at this time, Israel had actually signed a peace treaty with these people, even though they were a little ready here and there along the boundary or whatever. And so when Elijah heard about the episode, he quickly sent message to the king. So why would you have to do that? Why can't you ask him to come back to me and he will know that the prophet lived in Israel? And immediately, it was a message of relief. Okay, oh yeah. The prophet said, could not come. And off he led his entourage to the house of Elisha. And when they got there, this man who had been a warlord, who had gone several times to represent his king in other nations, was expecting a royal welcome, was expecting that he would be treated as a great ambassador who had come from the land of Syria. But the prophet only sent a boy to him at the gate to go and tell him to go and dip himself 7 times into Jordan River and he will be cleansed of his leprosy. That did not go well with this warlord. He fled up! And we saw his remark in our text. I thought he would come and lay his hand upon me and invoke his gods, do all the jabodi, all the turnaround, all of that, to know that the spirit had come and heal me of my leprosy. So he sent a message to me like a common citizen, so to say. King James said he left in wrath. He was, in fact, the senior brother of anger. That he was about to go. Someone in his entourage, one of his servants, walked up to him. He didn't just say, your guy. I'm sure that one had a cordial relationship with him. He addressed him as father. Say, father, if the man, the prophet, had told you to do some strong things, wouldn't you have done it? He had only said you should go over to Jordan and wash and you will be cleansed. Why don't you give it a try? Naaman looks. He saw sense in what the young man was saying. It's okay. Let's go. I've come before now, he had complained. The rivers in Damascus, River Abna, Perafa, are not better than the waters. And of course, everyone had it. that those two rivers that he mentioned were actually rivers that had the clearest of stream in the world, compared to Jordan River that was very dirty, so to say. But the man had, just like Peter said, at that word, he had to go and do what he was asked to do. Now, there was nothing magical about the number. We only know in the scripture that the number 7 denotes completeness. And the prophet wants him to be made whole, complete. He asked him to dip himself 7 times. The man got there, possibly pulled his cloth, walked down the river, and dipped himself under the watchful eyes of all his entourage. Dipped himself once. He got up, looked at himself. It was more like a humiliating exercise, because he had actually compared the water to the rivers where he was coming from. He did it second time, came up, he looks. 3, 4, 5. And I'm sure everyone waited until the instruction was completed. So when he went 7 times, and as he came out, somebody heard me and I said he had his breakthrough. Say he had his breakthrough. As he did himself 7 times, when he came out of the water, he discovered his skin had become like that of a newborn baby. Naaman had his deliverance. Naaman had his healing. Naaman got his breakthrough. And in that state of happiness, in that state of joy, he told the entourage, let us go back to the man of God. And quickly, they went back. And when he got there, let's have verse 15 again. When he got back to the man of God, we saw his confession. Say, Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. Please accept now a gift from your servant. Somebody says it's not for sale. It's not for sale. Men had tried several times to see how they could buy over the dealings, the gift of God, but they are never for sale. Naaman thought that it is something he could pay for, but the servant of God told him that as long as he lives, he would never collect a dime from him. Because what he had done was not for sale at all, and he was not ready to trade it in that manner. The man pleaded to ensure that the prophet collects something from him, but he stood his ground. And so, those $3 million worth of currency goods that he brought, the man refused to take a dime out of it. And when he noticed that he insisted, he begged for something. He said, let your servant carry the sand of this place home, so that on this sand he will be offering his sacrifice, not to any other God on earth again, but to the God of Israel. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And that is an indication that this man came to terms and praised the faith of Prophet Elijah and chose to worship the same God that had done this great thing in his life and to the entire land of the Syrians. The young captive girl became an instrument of deliverance or breakthrough to this warlord. And when there are things I needed to note about this girl here, even though she was a captive in the house of Naaman, her action shows that she was not having grudges against her master or her mistress. She showed concern about the condition of his mistress' husband or the master. She knew the God of Israel. She provided the platform for the healing or the breakthrough of her master. She did not hide her identity. She told them, if only this man would go to Samaria, where she is from. Naaman broke ties with the limitation and received his breakthrough. I want you to know some few things there, then we'll go into prayers. Number one, Naaman swallowed his pride. Every day somebody says Naaman swallowed his pride. If there be anything that robs people of their miracle, it's the fact that they allow their pride to have a stronghold on them. Yea, O Israel, Lord, with this mighty entourage that followed him to see a prophet in Samaria, on getting there, the prophet could not even come outside to look at his face. But they sent message from his chamber to him, say, go and tell him to go and wash, and he will be made whole. And the river that was mentioned was the one he fed was a dirty river compared to where he was coming from. And were told in anger he wanted to leave, but he swallowed his pride. Naaman took the piece of information from the girl serious. Many a time people had missed their breakthrough. Many a time people had missed out simply because the word of God that brought them deliverance, they treated it with levity. They treated it with disdain. They looked at it as if just like that, and their miracle slipped them, eluded them. Naaman took the piece of information from the girl serious, and he acted on it by going to meet the king, King Ben-Hadad, king of Assyria. Naaman's anger at the point had a hold on him and almost robbed him of his breakthrough. Verse 10 and verse 12 confirm that. A good servant intervened. Some of these things we're going to use them to pray when we will be praying. In anger, Naaman wanted to leave, but thank God for that servant who intervened. In a moment where we are about to miss our miracle, may there be intervention in the name of Jesus. This servant intervened and went to him, say, Father, if the man had asked you to do something much more difficult, would you not have done it? Why not you give it a try? It was that servant that made him had the breakthrough after all, because he intervened. Someone will intervene for you in the name of Jesus. Naaman declared his faith in the God of Israel. Verse 15, as we read, Naaman chose to worship the God of Israel. Who gave him breakthrough? Shall we stand up? Go into prayer. Naaman had his breakthrough. And we are able to say, we are able to talk about it, the Naamanic breakthrough. How did it come? He heard the word that will bring him the breakthrough. He grabbed the word. He walked on it. He made the moves. And when anger would have robbed him, thank God for intervention. Finally, he had it. We're going to talk to God tonight. So, Oh Lord, my Father, give me a link to my breakthrough. Oh Lord, my Father, give me the link to my breakthrough. Now, we don't have the whole of the time to go into deep exegesis of the scripture. Here was this little girl in Naaman's house who brought the link. If this girl had kept quiet, Naaman would have lived all of his life a leper. So I'm going to ask, oh God, give me the link to my breakthrough. This girl was the link to the breakthrough of Naaman. We saw several persons that intervened on his behalf. When anger wants to push him away from the point of breakthrough, a servant intervened for him again. Can you talk to God? Oh God, give me the link to my breakthrough. Can you turn this to your prayer? Oh Lord, my Father, give me a link to my breakthrough. Give me a link to my breakthrough. Give me a link to my breakthrough. Can you talk to the Lord? Lift up your voice. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Say, oh Lord, give me a link to my breakthrough. A link to my breakthrough. A link to my breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus. A link to my breakthrough. In the mighty. Oh Lord, my Father, give me a link to my breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 In the Lord. Give me the link and link to my breakthrough. Lord, release it. Lord, release it. Lord, release it. Lord, release it. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree and I declare. I decree and I declare. No devil will keep me away. No devil will keep me away from the information I need for my breakthrough. Now here was a servant girl who brought the information that led to the breakthrough of Naaman. If the mistress had shouted this girl down, possibly Naaman wouldn't have heard about what transpired. If the girl had chosen to keep quiet on her side, Naaman would have missed it also. So we are going to pray. Say, I decree and I declare, no devil will keep me away from the information I need for my breakthrough. Can you turn into your prayer now? Can you turn into your prayer? Say, oh Lord, I decree and I declare, no devil will keep me away from the information I need for my breakthrough. From the word I need for my breakthrough. From the word, from the word, from the word, from the word. The word that he needed for his breakthrough. The servant brought. This girl, this dancer, who said the house of Naaman became the link. He brought the information that led to the deliverance of Naaman. Can you talk to God? Say, oh God, my Father, I decree and I declare, no devil will keep me away from the information I need for my breakthrough. Naaman had the information he need. He had it. 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 He walked with it, and that led to his breakthrough. So Lord, my Father, as the year comes to an end, any information, your word that I need from my breakthrough, you will send it to me. You will send it to me. As we all go, tarry, as we wait upon you, Lord, every of your word that I need, every of your word that I need for any turnaround in my life, Lord, you will send it. As your servant minister, Lord, that word that I need. That word that I need, that word that I need, that word that I need, I will not miss it. 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 For in Jesus' name we pray. I mentioned that when the servant girl declared what she had to say to the mistress, Naaman did not realize those statements from the girl. People had missed their miracle because what will bring the miracle didn't realize it. We are going to pray. So Lord, help me not to trivialize your word that will bring me breakthrough. Oh Lord, help me not to trivialize, not to commonize your word that will bring me breakthrough. Can you turn into your prayers? Can you turn into your prayer? Can you turn into your prayer now? Oh Lord, that's your word. That's your word. That's your word. That will bring breakthrough to me. Oh Lord, may I not realize it? May I not look at it with disdain? May I not come on and say, just like that? Just like that? One prophet, there, Israel, Fayori, there. They know that leprosy had no cure. That was the understanding. He was not trying to package it as a warlord, as a war general. He wear his military uniform with his boots to cover up They beneath those boots, beneath those thick common flag, were the pain Neymar was going through.
But
at this time, the world that we bring in breakthrough came. And thank God for the life of this warlord. He did not realize it. He acted on it. And God did breakthrough. Talk to the Lord, say, oh Lord, may I not realize your word that will bring me breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we pray. For in Jesus' name we pray. Now, at the point, anger. The devil wanted to use anger to drive Neymar away when he was just at the verge of his breakthrough. Anger is just a little short of danger. If you spell anger and put D in front, that is danger. So anger is just a little short of danger. The enemy wanted to push Neymar away. With anger. Just may not be like this. So we're going to pray.
So Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father. Whatever the enemy want to use to rob me of my breakthrough, I overcome it. I overcome it. Oh Lord, my Father. Whatever the enemy want to use to rob me of my breakthrough, I overcome it. I overcome it. I overcome it. I overcome it.
At the point of leaving, the Lord in his mercies raised another helper for Neymar through his servant who walked up to him, not minding if a guy in his range could tear him against his lap or even command that he should be killed right there. You know, he's a warlord. If he had asked, the boy was going towards him to talk and he said, follow him. That settles it. But this young man braved it up and woke up to him and said, Father, if the man had told you to do bigger things, wouldn't you have given it a try? Go and do what he has said. God raised a helper for him. So, Lord, my Father, oh Lord, my Father, send me helpers that will launch me into my breakthrough. Oh Lord, my Father, send me helpers that will launch me into my breakthrough. Pray, 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 pray. Heavenly Father, send us help that will launch us into our breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we pray.
We are going to do our best to round off.